At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. President Obama visited Dallas yesterday to take part in a service honoring the police officers killed in last week's attack. He was joined by former President George W. Bush and a host of other dignitaries. Christopher Connolly reports the speakers honored the officers, but they also addressed the importance and pitfalls of modern policing.
A choir filled the Meyerson Symphony Center with music meant to heal. As Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings stepped up to the podium, he looked out on a sea of blue as officers and law enforcement agents mourned their fallen colleagues.
5 days ago, the soul of our city was pierced when police officers were ambushed in a cowardly attack.
Rawlings read the names of the five officers who were shot and killed last Thursday.
Lauren Ahrens, Michael Kroll, Michael Smith, Brent Thompson, Patricio Zamarripa.
With their deaths, former President George W. Bush said, Dallas is grief-stricken, heartbroken, and forever grateful.
Most of us imagine if the moment called for that we would risk our lives to protect a spouse or a child. Those wearing the uniform assume that risk for the safety of strangers.
President Obama praised these men and women as public servants, defenders of the rule of law. Obama said, we ask too much of our police and too little of ourselves. We disinvest in communities, the president said, leaving them rife with poverty and unemployment, with drugs and guns and unmet mental health needs.
And then we tell the police, you're a social worker. You're the parent. You're the teacher. You're the drug counselor.
Most officers do their dangerous jobs professionally, Obama said. But despite progress, he said centuries of racial discrimination did not end with the Civil Rights Act. Bias infects every institution, he said, even police forces. He called on Americans to open their hearts and bridge divides.
Because with an open heart, we can learn to stand in each other's shoes and look at the world through each other's eyes. So that maybe the police officer sees his own son in that teenager with a hoodie who's kind of goofing off, but not dangerous. And maybe the teenager will see in the police officer the same words and values and authority of his parents.
Outside the Meyerson, as people streamed into the Texas heat, Dallas Police Detective Chris Anderson said he thought Obama was fair, if challenging.
Any honest police officer will say there's always room for improvement to do things better. And I appreciated him looking at the other aspect of it, too, that you can't come out with hate. Both sides need to figure out a way to bridge that gap and get together.
Officer Elaine Hossman, his colleague, said she felt appreciated.
It's good. It's good to see the support. And, you know, all too often we don't get the thank yous. So this is all very overwhelming. It's not common.
Hossman says there was this moment at the end of the service, a moment that really moved her. The 80-strong choir had launched into the battle hymn of the Republic. As they sang the song Building, President Obama reached out and locked hands with Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings. As the music swelled, everyone in the hall grasped hands with their neighbor, filling the aisles, singing along. It was Dallas, though scarred and hurting, coming together to start to heal. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Those who didn't have a ticket to the memorial service gathered outside Meyerson Symphony Center to show their support for the fallen officers. Courtney Collins reports the fellowship on the sidewalk was exactly what many hoped to find.
There were hundreds of people across the street from the Symphony Hall holding homemade signs, waving Texas flags, or in the case of Teague Egan, giving out free hugs.
Every little thing that we can do to help, we need to be there to do.
Egan is part of a group called the Kindness Crew. Members travel the country in a bus, where they also sleep, carrying out random acts of kindness. They also visit communities in the grip of grief. Egan and his pals drove 28 hours from Rhode Island to be in Dallas Tuesday.
We pride ourselves on being there for people and in places where we're needed the most. And right now, Dallas is hurting.
The people who call Dallas home are hurting, too. Oak Cliff resident Deanna Colony says that's why she came out to the Meyerson, to be close to Tuesday's service, to connect with her neighbors.
I was in New York City during 9/11, and while the two tragedies are of different proportions, it's still really important to come out and support your community.
Something echoed by many who gathered outside the Symphony Hall. L.C. Malone and his wife drove to Dallas from San Augustine, a town in East Texas near Nacogdoches.
I feel this was a terrible tragedy, and I just wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to show my support. So we would have been here even if the president wasn't coming.
Malone says he feels for the fallen officers and their loved ones. He also sees a problem with law enforcement in America. There's been a string of high-profile cases of police officers fatally shooting black men, most recently in Louisiana and Minnesota. Malone thinks a small percentage of police officers are getting away with violence.
If the criminal justice system would actually prosecute and convict those officers, then no one would have anything to fuss about. We wouldn't be here now.
As officers poured out of the memorial service and into the street, a grateful crowd was there to meet them.
God bless you guys.
Strangers shook hands and cops posed for pictures with children. The crowd was in mourning, sure, but mixed in with the pain was hope. Just ask Deanna Colony.
What a horrible reason for community to come together, but kind of beautiful at the same time, right?
A fitting coda to an emotional day. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
This is KERA 90.1. The time is 8:30.